A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out to visit Elizabeth. After hearing her greeting, Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God's mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. The Lord has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's liturgical readings present two women blessed by God. Both women sing a hymn of praise to God's saving work in them and in history. Luke, in his gospel passage, has Mary tell the mystery of God's saving love through her hymn of praise. These verses sum up God's revelation to the poor and needy. God sees the poor. They are not forgotten. Those who are full of themselves, rich in power or the goods of this world, will be brought low. This is God's promise to us that Mary's yes brings to fruition. God's mercy is for those who fear him. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. Mary's gospel hymn echoes Hannah's praise of God's saving work. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the feeble gird on strength. The rich will be poor, and the poor will inherit the earth. God promises there will be a reversal. The poor who love God will be raised up. It is the promise of the Beatitudes. We have God's comfort even now. The kingdom of God is in our hearts, and we make it present to others through our love, kindness, and gentleness in a world that exalts power. Mary's yes at the Annunciation freed all humanity from bondage to sin and death. She teaches us how to sing a song of salvation, a hymn of praise to God's mercy. The message of Advent has depicted a God of mercy, of steadfast love and justice, a God of peace who promises the poor a place in the kingdom. Let us believe God's promise. Jesus, God in human flesh, preaches the good news of mercy and love for every human person. Jesus is the one who will not break the bruised reed or extinguish the wavering flame. Jesus, who says, "Learn from me, I am gentle and humble of heart," asks us to follow his example. Let us be God's human face to others. Let us be convinced we can change our world through our kindness, gentleness, willingness to minister to those who are in need. We start by making our small corner of the world a place of love. Let us serve God's plan of salvation by being peacemakers.